Christ is still our personal shepherd. Our never-failing helper does not leave us alone to struggle with temptation and be finally crushed with burdens and sorrow. Though now he is hidden from mortal sight, the ear of faith can hear his voice saying, "Fear not, I am with you. I have endured your sorrows, experienced your struggles, encountered your temptations. I know your tears, I also have wept. The griefs that lie too deep to be breathed into any human ear, I know. You are not forsaken. Though your pain touch no responsive chord in any heart on earth, look to me and live. See. Because we are the gift of his Father and the reward of his work, Jesus loves us as his children. He loves you. Heaven itself can bestow nothing greater, nothing better. Therefore trust. Jesus thought about the souls all over the earth who were misled by false shepherds, scattered among wolves, and he said, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold, I must bring them also, and they will heed my voice. So there shall be one flock, one shepherd." RSV. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. As a member of the human family, Jesus was mortal. As God, he was the fountain of life for the world. He could have withstood the advances of death, but voluntarily he laid down his life that he might bring life and immortality to light. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.